Carter's project, Blind Strides, is centered on giving the blind back a little more accessibility and normalcy into their everyday lives through creating a personalized workout routine that works within their blindness. Carter, can you share a little bit about what problem it is that your project is focused on solving and who is your target market?
Of course. The target market that we're focusing on for Blind Strides is blind people who live alone. And we're focusing on this because it's very difficult for these people who live alone to properly and sufficiently exercise by themselves in a safe and productive manner without the assistance of other people.
Can you teach us some of the important things to know about this particular problem?
Yeah, so like I just said, it's very difficult for these blind people without the assistance of anybody to have a fulfilling workout. And variables such as location, wealth, and many others play huge roles in the difficulty for blind people to exercise safely. And new locations such as like a commercial gym can be really difficult and dangerous, also stressful for these blind people to maneuver without the help of somebody else. And also a lot of these gyms don't have accessibility features for the blind, making it impossible to work out there.
That sounds extremely challenging. Can you tell us a story about someone in your target market and their particular experience with this problem?
Yeah, so in some of the photos you see here, this is one of my closest testers, Chris, who's a good family friend, who's tried many different ways and versions of exercising in the past while being blind without any help. And none of them were really sustainable or safe, which was caused a major threat to him. And so going on walks was one of Chris's most favorite thing to do. And now that he's blind, he'll go down to the bottom of his driveway. But at the bottom, there's a road there. So he and the other drivers are at risk of hitting each other and can cause some really bad damage, which is not great.
Can you tell us why is this problem meaningful to you?
Yeah, so it's really meaningful. Like I said, he's a super close family friend and basically like a father figure. And so when he lost his sight and feelings in his hands and feet, we've really gone a lot closer, and it's just super meaningful for me to try and help him and bring him some accessibility back into his lifestyle.
Can you tell us the name of your solution and how you would describe it in one sentence?
Yeah, so what Blind Strides is doing is making a personalized workout routine created for the safety and convenience of blind people.
And can you tell us what is your value proposition?
So for blind people who want to exercise on their own with the idea of safety in mind, Blind Strides is a personalized workout routine that is made for the safety and convenience of blind people. Unlike going to the gym, Blind Strides doesn't need you to find a mode of transportation and force you into work in an unfamiliar location.
Can you tell us about some of the experiments you conducted as you were working on your project?
Yeah, so experiments was a major key to my success with this project, and things such as guided walks and taking notes on struggles or points of emphasis, or trying multiple different sets of exercises to see what works best, and using some quality of life apps and going on bike rides still, like on a stand, was another way that we helped see what we could fine tune.
Very cool. Can you expand on one of the experiments that you conducted?
Yeah, so this whole project is built off of experiments and kind of a back and forth communication with Chris. So I've gone through multiple rounds of testing experiments, and not some of them were super safe or comfortable for Chris as they needed to be. Like we did some exercises where he had to use stability as one of the key features for the exercise. And since he doesn't have the feeling in his feet as much as other people do, it's very difficult and can be a hazard if he tips over one way and then he doesn't know he's going over. So that's one thing that I had to be keep in mind for this project and had to change some solutions and exercise to fit around that.
Can you tell us about a key moment or decision in your project?
Yeah, so I originally had an old previous experiment where I was working with objects that would be knocked off of countertops and then would be difficult to find. And so through this process, I ended up solving it with these quality of life apps that you see here. And just through some teachings for Chris and helping him learn the best way to assess and find these objects on the floor. And so I ended up solving the issue, but not through my own experiment or anything, which was great. And then I was able to help solve another issue for Chris, which was really great.
And how did your understanding of the problem you were solving develop over time?
So as the relationship with Chris grew, so did the problem. And everything, like I said, is a back and forth. And it's whether it's just like a genuine conversation or feedback with the experiments, I got to help understand him more and the issues he faces on an everyday problem.
Can you tell us what is next for your project and what's your plan for moving your project forward in the next few weeks?
Right. So moving forward, it's going to continue a lot how it is right now with a rinse and repeat pattern of going through those same trials and errors and seeing for improvements until it's as close as perfect as it can be and just fine-tuning it in that way.
What is your vision for your project scaling beyond what you've created so far?
First, if you want to solve an issue for multiple people, you have to solve it for one person. And so that's what I'm doing here. I'm solving an issue for Chris, and then hopefully it can get sent out to local communities like my school or neighborhood and somehow make a way to expand it to more people and make it accessible that way.
Very cool. And last question, Carter, in the last 12 weeks, what is something you did for the first time and what was that experience like?
Yeah, this project has definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone a lot and forced me to do things that I normally wouldn't and have actually loved it. So a lot of memorable moments could consist of at the beginning where we'd cold call people or send emails and a lot of times not get responses back or get, sorry, hey, I'm busy. But that rejection and that exposure to rejection has helped me grow as a person and helped drive the project further than ever expected.
Awesome. Well, Carter, thank you so much for joining us today, sharing about your project and your entrepreneurial journey, and congratulations on graduating from the Social Innovators Program.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Carter.